Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number oney.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what? Another edition of Disorderly Conduct. A little feedback party there. Hello? Ah, crap. Okay. 2-2-1-2. Check. All right, that's better. Yeah, I got rid of the echo. My bad. I figured it out. Hey, everybody. It's Free Ball Friday. April 19, 2013. In fact, at the end of this, the conclusion of this, well, actually, for the East Coast, it's technically 4:20. Yeah, Friday, April 20, 2013, for you kids on the East Coast. Congratulations. I hope you guys are token up like a motherfucker. I hope you'll be perma-stoned for the entire day, as required by federal law. Well, not yet, but you might as well get used to it. I am very excited to be broadcasting on Friday. That means it's TGIF. It means it's the weekend for you folks who are employed. And be grateful that you're employed. Even if you're working a shit job that pays nothing and has zero chance of advancement, hey, at least you're getting a check. One of my favorite lines from a Primus song is, Funny thing about weekends when you're unemployed, they don't mean quite so much. Except you get to hang out with your working friends. And I am happy to hang out with all my working friends tonight. The people who labor hard in order to put food on the table and pay taxes so the rest of us can freeload off the government. I salute you. Take 2 days off. You deserve it. Oh, man. So much going on in the world. I'm happy. This is going to be open lines. It's Free Ball Friday. No underwear allowed. You can wear clothes, just no underpants. Ladies, that means no panties. And tonight we can just chop it up about whatever. It don't matter. The last couple nights, I have been having technical difficulties with the show, so I can't guarantee this show will make it to the end. I've been in contact with support and management with Blog Talk Radio, and they have informed me that Blog Talk Radio has been targeted by cyber attacks. There have been several DDoS attacks that have occurred, and I would say 3 of my last 5 shows, I fell prey to those attacks, and I'm hoping that they will taper off now that Blog Talk Radio and the proper authorities are looking into it. But I apologize. I like to present a product to you that you can be entertained by and hopefully present it with free of any technical difficulties. This is I'd like to think of it as a forum for us all to share ideas and our opinions and blah, blah, blah. I understand that some people believe these DDoS attacks are free speech in and of themselves. And I'd like to argue that. I don't want to argue it right now. But I would say that a more convincing way to express yourself and your ideas might be to actually articulate them in some form, whether they be verbally, written, whatnot. Because when you just take down a website, it doesn't really, your point doesn't get across. You know what I mean? Other than the fact that you're just a dickhead that wants to spoil the party for everybody else. Okay? I think there's better ways to express your disenfranchisement with this program or any program. Call in. Express your feelings. That's what I use this forum for. You know, I accept any and every one who wants to call in and express an opinion. You know, I get people bitching at me on Twitter about all kinds of shit. That's great. Let's have a discourse. Let's not shut down the discourse. God, I love coffee. It's so amazing. Okay, let's take a quick look into the chat room and see who we got in here. I see a pouty girl. Assert MacFags. Hello, Assert. Assert, again, I apologize to you. We had the makings of a decent show the other night. And thanks to the technical difficulties, it went down the shitter. typically I don't need technical difficulties for my show to go down the shitter. Honestly, seriously, people. The best thing you could do to improve my show is to take it off the internet. I usually do a good job of fucking shit up on my own. I don't need help. But whatever. Again, Assert. Apologies. That Plus One says I suck at radio. This isn't radio. This is an internet podcast. It's different. We have Defuck 99 in the building. I know exactly who that is. I don't know if he wants to reveal who he is, but I'm glad to see him hanging out. He says, go ahead. The fuck would be Tyrcoil. Tyrcoil, who deactivated his primary Twitter account and took a little vacation from Twitter. As did his lovely better half, Meep Kitty Fuck. And I'm happy to see you folks back. Defuck is called in. Okay, so we'll get to Defuck on the phone line, hopefully shortly. Let's see, Danny Dantalian in the house. Danny Dantalian, who is working overtime to spread this new, I want to say a new sect of the Illuminati, perhaps, or at least a faction of the Illuminati I had not previously been aware of. Apparently, there is the Russell World Order, which is not to be confused with the New World Order. And I don't know, maybe we'll get some calls, hopefully, from Danny or Schmoop or somebody who can, or Meeps, somebody that can fill us in on what the hell this Russell World Order is all about. Nigger Christ in the building. What's up, Nigger Christ? Welcome. Neil Rauhauser in the building. Hey, Neil, good to see you listening. Hopefully we will not bore you too much tonight or offend you or annoy you. Plus One in the building. I love / hate you, Plus One. And Robotic Keonic. Oh, Neil Rauhauser says he's not going to be around long. He's fighting a migraine. Sorry to hear that, Neil. You know, I get chronic migraines myself, and they're not fun. So, I mean, I get them to the point where I can get nauseous and throw up sometimes. So, I hope you feel better. This is probably not the place you want to come to alleviate any cranial pressure. But, yeah. So, what has been happening? This whole Boston bombing thing is continues to unravel. Apparently, two Americans of Chechenian descent, two young American brothers, are allegedly the prime suspects, and they were involved in a manhunt and shootout, I believe, last night. One of them was gunned down and killed. The other managed to escape but was severely injured and I think has been since apprehended and is in critical condition in the hospital. He might not make it, and if he doesn't make it, we'll probably have no clue as to what the motive was for these gentlemen. I'm sure Chris Matthews is severely disappointed that these are not Tea Partiers. As well as Fox News is a little bit disappointed it's not a Middle Eastern terrorist. Technically, Chechnyans tend to predominantly be Sunni Muslims. So Fox will have a Muslim angle. But technically, the United States has sort of had a hands-off approach to the Chechnyan Russian conflict. So I still think of this as a domestic issue. I know Lindsey Graham and John McCain will disagree with me, but to me this is a domestic issue and it should be treated as such. I know I was one of the knee-jerk people who said this is terrorism. And to an extent, it is. Maybe you want to call it domestic terrorism. Whatever. It's a crime, though. And these guys should be treated as criminals. I mean, they're American citizens, if I'm not mistaken. If this kid dies, maybe we'll never know what the resolution ultimately would be, but all those neocon war hawks are saber rattling. But think about it. Yeah, these kids were Muslims, apparently. I don't think they were acting on, you know, on part of the Chechnyan government or rebels. So if these war hawks like Lindsey Graham and John McCain want to use this as an excuse to expand the war on terror to Chechnya, what side are they going to take? Typically, the United States has been hands-off, like I said, you know, not really picking sides, kind of semi, if you would say anything, rooting for the rebels to break off from Russia. So what are they going to do now? Are they going to help the Russians squash the Chechnyans? Or are they going to join up with the Chechnyans who could be labeled Islamist extremists? I think right now a lot of executives at Fox News are scratching their heads. People like William Christopher, whatever, the guy that was like one of the major neocon war hawks during the Bush administration, Bill Kristol, that guy's got to be shaking his head. Jesus. So do we go after Chechnyans now? That makes us allies with the Russians. What the fuck are we doing? So plus one thinks, thank you, Neil Rauhauser, William Kristof. I can't wait. Oh, Ron Breinert. Oh, I'm sorry, Neil. The only reason why you're here is because you were expecting Ron Breinert. No, Ron Breinert is not going to be on the show tonight. And notice I called him by his real name, not he whose name we shall not say. I've been, yes, Ron is allegedly Neil Rauhauser's personal administrative assistant. Ron and I have kind of been bonding a little bit on Twitter the past couple days, and it appears as if the potential of a Ron Breinert appearance on the show can be a huge possibility. He seems to be warming up to the idea. I wouldn't get too excited just yet, but hopefully down the line I can get him on the show and chop it up with him. I think he's one of these people that is severely misunderstood. And, you know, I think if we were to get him on the air and talk to him and get to know a little bit more about the guy behind the Twitter account, I think we might think a little bit different about him. I know that's everybody who I have had on the show that I knew via Twitter previously, I've always seen a side of them or heard a side of them that I had no clue about and made me look at them a little bit differently. One example that comes to mind is Commander X. I don't agree with a lot of Commander X's views and stance on topics and his tactics in dealing with shit. But after having him on my show, I got to, you know, learn a little about the man, who he is beyond his political and, you know, his militant political beliefs. And I believe he's not a bad guy. I really don't. And same with Ron. I know Ron gets a shit ton of crap piled on him. Maybe some of it is deserved, maybe not. But he's human too, just like all of us. And I'd like to see a human side of Ron. He likes basketball. He actually has a sense of humor. I don't know if you've noticed, but he can be funny, at least on Twitter. So I want to give him a chance. Assert thinks Commander X is a bad person. Assert, you are going to think everything that is the opposite of what I say or think, okay? Goes without saying. Okay. I got a lot of callers already lined up. This is cool. We're going to have fun tonight. We seriously got to try to have some fun with all this. I mean, I definitely want to talk out some of these scenarios that have been happening, like the Colorado bombing and whatnot. Colorado. I keep saying Colorado bombing. The Boston bombings. Dare we say the Boston Massacre? But, yeah. Ultimately, I think we just need to have a little laugh. Maybe make a little sexy time. You know, love each other. And get fucked up. And what other tune can I think of that expresses this notion than the one I'm about to play right now? This is The Coup. I know I've been playing Coup a lot, but fuck you. I love The Coup. Hopefully you'll like this song, at least the theme. It's called Laugh, Love, Fuck, and Drink Liquor by The Coup. I hope we are able to achieve all four things tonight. At least three of the four. I know some people don't drink. I don't drink. I drink coffee. But let's laugh, love, and fuck tonight. Be right back.
Help the damn revolution come quicker. Laugh, love, fucking drink liquor, and help make a revolution.
I'm here to
laugh, love, fucking drink liquor, and help the damn revolution come quicker. Laugh, love, fucking drink liquor, and maybe make a revolution.
Now the same finna end in fisticuffs, but if you got to, go ahead, twist it up. Let your job finna make you piss and cuss, make you have to hustle rent with your pistols up. Now if Uncle Sam Bama's in his murder gang, we gon' rise out the ash like that bird of flame, hoping you take action from the word I bring. But if the police ask, you never heard my name. 5 years old, eyelids half mass. Bedtime is 8 p.m., it's half past. Try to take me to bed, I make the mad dash. Scared in my sleep, I miss what half past. Quarter century later, I'm still not sleeping. If I'm not involved, I feel I ain't breathing. If I can't change the world, I ain't leaving. Baby, that's the same reason you should call me to see you.
Laugh, love, fucking drink, listen, and help the damn
revolution come quicker. Laugh, love, fucking drink liquor, and help make a revolution.
I'm here to
laugh, love, fucking drink liquor, and help the damn revolution come quicker. Laugh, love, fucking drink liquor, and maybe make a revolution.
I'm finna take shots and make a mark, not just take shots and make us marks. That's how they make us marks. We gotta try to see the whole system break apart. We finna drive to the lake and park before we start. Here's a club smelling like sweat, rum and perfume. She letting out whoops cause they playing her tune. If we could, we would stay here till it turn noon. Tell the sky we exist and resume. It's Millennium 3, we collar them cups. It's a world conversation, I'm hollering stuff. Like we done wallow them up and squalor enough. Who's the culprit? Follow the buck. I'm just following up, cause like me, you got to be in the middle of it, unraveling the riddle of it. And to do that, you gon' ride on the powers of be. Well, I'm finna ride, won't you take me home in a little bit?
Laugh, love, fucking drink liquor, and help the damn revolution come quicker. Laugh, love, fucking drink liquor, and help make a revolution.
I'm here to
laugh, love, fucking drink liquor, and help the damn revolution come quicker. Laugh, love, fucking drink liquor, and maybe make a revolution.
Revolution come quicker.
Laugh, love, fucking drink liquor, and help make a revolution.
I'm here to
laugh, love, fucking drink liquor, and help the damn revolution come quicker. Laugh, love, fucking drink liquor, and maybe make a revolution.
To Disorderly Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Aw, yeah. You already know what it is. VITB back up in this. I'm getting hit up on Twitter here. My homie, 213 Baby, a.k.a. Quentin Terran Negro. Quentin Terran Negro. We know him from BTR as 213 Baby. 213. He says he's got an idea for the show. Apparently there's this guy, Ted Crosley, on Twitter, who is a friend of suspect number two. And he has the guy's phone number. I'm wondering, should we call this dude and see what's up? Find out about his friend? I don't know. I don't want to get in trouble. Oh, yeah. Plus One got 2 minutes for making fun of my musical selection. And it's no longer than 2 minutes. Oh, well. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay. I've got two wonderful guests lined up here that I'm going to bring on in just a second. First, I'd like to welcome, first of all, I have coming up first, Nigger Christ, and followed closely by, I believe, Assert MacFags. So let's bring on Nigger Christ. What's up, Nigger Christ?
Hi, what's Gucci?
Nothing much, bro. Just trying to make some sense of all the madness going on the in the world. What are your thoughts?
Actually, I got a song right here. You want me to put it on real quick? A rap I just wrote.
Oh, you just did a rap? You just wrote a rap? Go for it, man. Yeah, is this like an exclusive? Would this be an exclusive? Oh, yeah, do this. Everybody, ladies and gentlemen, exclusively an exclusive premiere on the internet premiere by Nigger Christ here on Blog Talk Radio and the Vince in the Bay Disorderly Conduct Program. Here it is. Take it away, Nigger Christ.
You ready for this shit? Oh, yeah. Nigger Christ in this bitch. Russell Lee. Malik Shabazz crew every day, nigga. Bitch, it's a Russell World order. Tied in the control on the Mexican border in the bookstore with your mama and her baby sister. Take her to the parking lot, get her in my car, and I'ma fist her. Guns go jihad on the bitch, blow that pussy up like Boston. Get so far in the bitch, I almost got lost in, but shit. Macklemore bought it for 20 cents. Got it at the Goodwill when she was dirty and her pussy bent. Not worth the money spent, but worth a good blow. Ain't my bottom bitch, but she's still a good hoe. Ain't my best friend, but she far from being my foe. Sit back, bitch, get to sucking fucking and enjoy the show. Oh, God dang it.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Nigger Christ. Nigger Christ. How can people get a hold of you, Nigger Christ? Or you go by Nigger Christ on Twitter, right?
Yeah, I don't got the underscore, though, because then bitch nigga suspended me.
Wait, you do or you don't have the underscore?
I don't got the underscore. I used to have it, but then bitch nigga suspended me for doing nothing, and they won't get back to me, so got to go with that now.
So what is it? Is it now? Is it N1GG3RCHR1ST?
Yeah.
Duly noted. It's really important. There almost should be like a Twitter handle archivist, because people change their handles all the time. There should be somebody that keeps track of. Yes, Schmoop is now Schmoop with an F with a five. Schmoop is now Schmoop with a five.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with you. Same. You know, it should be
Nigger Christ is now Nigger Christ Sans underscore Nigger Christ.
Yeah,
now,
there really should
Sans
be some shit like that.
Underscore.
Yeah.
Good to know, bro. I'll make sure I'm following you. Am I?
I think. Let me check here.
Hey, tweet out the link to the show right now, and I'll make sure I'm following you.
All right. Let me get this. Shut the fuck up.
And while Nigger Christ is queuing that up, let's bring on Assert MacFags. What's up, Assert?
Hello.
Hey, baby. How you doing?
It's poppin'.
Oh, me in a little bit if you keep talking.
Such a pervert, Vince.
I can't help it. You turn me into an animal.
I know. It's crazy.
So I don't know what's going on. I got Nigger Christ on here with me. He just changed his Twitter. I can't keep. You changed your Twitter recently. It's like, isn't that a major?
Well, I
a
got
major
fans.
Challenge?
So I had to change it.
Dude, Nigger Christ, you have not tweeted me yet. I got my Satan Ninja tweeting me, though. Big ups to
I just,
my
dude,
Satan Ninja.
Dude, he's a fake Nigger Christ. Is it not obvious yet?
Oh, no, it's with letters and numbers.
Oh, yeah, just send me a tweet.
Too complicated.
Or you could just... Dude, or you can just paste the link to your Twitter page in the chat room. That works too. Meanwhile, I believe we
have...
So we're
talking about the craziness that is Boston.
Yeah, I have... I was in hibernation today from the internet and news. I just didn't want to know.
I was as well.
And I was in a cocoon from all media. And I finally awoke from the cocoon, and suddenly it's like there's these two kids who from Chechnya who were out of nowhere. They just decide they're going to fucking blow up shit, and they get in a shootout, and now they're all dead. What the fuck?
Okay, so it's not the same kids that were at MIT.
No, I think it's the same kids. I'm pretty sure.
What?
Yeah, I think what they did was they freaked out.
Really?
This is what I heard. Okay, I don't know. This is totally unsubstantiated.
This is like larger than life. I don't believe any of this shit.
No, this is what I heard. Okay, I heard that these kids got in a shootout. One of them got killed. The other one got away. And at some point along the way, they were on MIT campus, I think, or came across an MIT campus police officer who was sitting in a vehicle. And
right, last night. That's when I like caught it.
And
he was
shot
like...
him. Shot him cold-blooded, I think.
Okay.
Because they were sure he was going to ID them or whatever. And so they just blew him away and kept going, and one of them got killed, the other one got severely injured, and then I heard that the kid eventually was found on a boat on a dock when somebody reported that it seemed like somebody had broken into their boat, and then they noticed blood all over the place, and they called the cops, and it turned out to be this kid who's probably going to die, so we'll never know the real story, Patsies.
Of course you won't. God, it's, like, so absurd. Like, I get all... I, like, turn back into the internet at fucking 6 p.m. and see that, like... You know, this guy's got a fucking boat. I don't know. It's just fucking insane. Like, it's larger than life.
Yeah, it's getting ridiculous.
I don't know what to believe. Like, it's...
Yeah.
It's not, like, easily explainable.
I honestly think
that...
This is what I
think...
The same people... Call me Alex Jones, sort of, but this is what I think happened. I think these idiots were doing legitimate drills... For certain scenarios, and they decided to do them at actual live events, which is fucking insane.
Yeah.
And I think for the most part the drills were successful, but I think a couple of them went awry. I think a couple of them weren't executed, or I think it was one of those things where like, all right, we're putting it because they had bomb sniffing dogs at both sides of the at the finish line where it was at. There was plenty of coverage. There was military there. There was all kinds. There was law enforcement. It was covered.
No, for sure. There's fucking DHS. DHS has been running the event for the past 2 years.
I think they probably did something.
And DHS gets tons of fucking money from us.
They probably had a drill.
We pay money so this doesn't happen. Like,
I bet they set bombs.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I bet they set bombs that... were meant to be found and weren't.
Right. And they accidentally
set me up. And what are they going to do?
Of course,
are they
that's the very Alex Jones view to take on
Alex Jones is saying that they did it on purpose, that it was like, you know, a false flag. They're doing it to incite something. I don't. I think it was simply... a breakdown of communication and tactical responsibility.
Because and no one wants to admit it.
Exactly. And they're going to pass the buck on to some schmucks who are dead and can't talk. I mean, those kids, what was those kids' motives to do that? Nothing. It doesn't make sense.
Didn't they interview the parents in, like, Canada or something?
Oh, yeah. The parents think they've been framed.
They're being framed. Like,
yeah. I would probably say the same thing.
If honestly,
if it was my kid, I'd be like, "You got to be kidding me! This is bullshit. They're being framed." I'd say this. I'd have the same reaction. I would protect my kid. I'd be like, "Yeah, if that was my kid." I'd say the same thing.
Play bananas.
It's the Rahm Emanuel thing where it's like never let a tragedy go to waste. They're like, okay, so no, check this out, guys. Okay, we fucked up, all right? We were just fucking idiots. Somebody was smoking crack. We decided it would be a good idea to do bomb drills on an actual live event. I don't know who authorized that, but you're fired. But, okay, fuck.
DHS probably did.
You know what they did? You know what they did? They called in the wolf. The wolf came in and said, all right, what's the situation here? All right, wolf, okay, we fucked up. Somebody had the bright idea to do a bomb drill during a live fucking event, the Boston Marathon, of nothing else. And we kind of fucked up and missed a couple bombs. And they went off. What do we do?
Whoopsie daisy.
All right, so I'm going to need 2 cups of coffee and this is what we're going to do. Find me 2 foreign nationals who might be connected to radical states or have radical views. You know, they got people combing over Facebook, Twitter.
Oh, it's so easy.
It would be so easy to fucking SE the identities of these people. I mean, come on. It's plausible. I'm just saying, it's plausible. I don't see the motive these kids on paper have. I just don't see it. It doesn't make sense. They moved here on purpose to get away from terrorism and bullshit, and they wanted to get educations. They're educated, smart, westernized people. Why would they want to do this? It doesn't make sense.
On the flip side, I mean, you think that all westernized people who are educated will not
have
opposing views to the government.
You're right.
I mean,
there are radicals within the United States. History's proven it. You've got the Weather Underground. You got the SLA that converted Patty Hearst. Shit. You got Oklahoma City.
The Weather Underground is a very interesting subject, actually, to breach. You have, what's his name?
He's
like bad friends with fucking Obama.
Yeah, cavorting with terrorists.
Ayers.
But hey, not the first time a president cavorted with terrorists. Reagan and Clinton.
Unbelievable. It's scary to think that, like, these people who were, you know, at one point radicals, and, like, I know plenty of them who were, like, radicals or, like, hippies back in the day, and, you know, took a bunch of acid and whatever and fucking had these epiphanies that, like, hey, shit's fucked up in the world. And, like, we need to do something about it. And then, like, this realization that, like, you know, things could be better. It wore off. And now they're all bankers. And now they're all fucking financial advisors. You know, it's nuts. Like, how does it get to that point where you are so radical and, like, so alive and in the know of what's going on in the world, and then just fold? Like, what happens? I don't get it.
Neither do I. You know who might have an idea, though? Let's ask Spyco. Spyco, what do you think?
Spyco? Oh, shit, what's up?
Dude, what's up? Spyco, you're on. You're, like, totally on the show, bro. What's up?
Yeah. I'm just going to start off with the insult there. Thanks.
Dude, who's insulting who, bro? I'm just introducing you to the show. You don't have to get all aggro on me.
All right, well, you know, I want to be serious here, all right?
Sure.
Fucking, this is a fucking jabber. Sorry.
Did you put that on mute or something?
Oh, I totally can. I'm in my mixer
right
now.
Totally put that on mute.
But I wanted to talk about, you know, the current state of the, you know, Russell World Order and Tom Ryan blog. How he is the head of the Illuminati. I mean, he happens to come back today, fucking Waco, MIT, Boston, etc. And then this fucking kid, normal kid, you can see him fucking wrestling in a YouTube video. Normal kid. You know what I mean? It's fucking weird. Fucking his Twitter line. Completely normal. Listens to rap music. Fucking, I don't know. He's even popping and locking a YouTube video. It's great.
So his account has been illuminated, is what you're saying.
Illuminated? Who? Which one? The kid
Tom Ryan.
Or Tom?
Tom Ryan blog Tom Ryan. Apparently is an illuminated account. I have no clue what that means.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, fucking, you know, it's on the sign.
Hey, Old Rooter's in the house. What up, Old Rooter? Welcome to the show. Old Rooter, you should call in and do a musical number for us. That would be entertaining.
Also, fucking, that person that was jabbering me, fucking call in, Danny, cunt, you fucking prick.
Danny D'Italian, yeah, you haven't called in a while, dude. Call
jabber
in,
me,
check. Let us know what's up. Fuck jabber. Let's be our hard tonight, motherfuckers. We got an hour and 12 minutes to BTR as hard as we've ever BTR'd before.
Oh, yeah.
You have a BTR hard.
I have a BTR hard on right now.
Oh, Lord.
347-826-7667 is the number. We're not even done with hour number one. Old Rooter, you're lurking in the chat. You should definitely call in. Beckus in the house. Thank you, Beckus, and Assert for vamping long enough to salvage the monstrosity that was that show we tried to do on Tuesday. Was it Tuesday? Whatever.
It was either Monday or Tuesday. I forget.
The fucking Patriot.
But it was bad. It was really bad.
Oh, yeah. It was good for a while. You know, we got off to a good start, and then my switchboard got DDoSed, and it pretty much went south from there.
Okay. I know this shit you're talking about. It was pretty good.
But
enjoy.
At the last minute, if you listen to that show, at the very last minute, right before the show ends, like, you guys all just, like, gave up. You're like, oh, my God, this is gay. We're out. But the show was... The show kept recording, and I called back in and got on the mic and just ad-libbed for the last hour of overtime on my own.
Are you very proud of your ad-lib abilities?
No.
Your improvisational skills?
Actually, it was
you
tested.
You dropped my fucking calls. All
it was
of them.
Tested quite thoroughly.
You're lying.
I went into filibustering about the song Sweet Caroline.
Oh, fucking, okay.
Sweet Caroline's a great song. I love
it
when
is.
Fishman sings it.
I gotta love. Wait, whose version?
Fishman actually sings it.
Oh my God! All right, I gotta find that. I gotta load that. Shows up.
God.
Do you have a YouTube link
Fishman,
for that?
Fishman, the drummer from Fish, sings it. It's fantastic.
Sorry, clearing my throat. Fucking Fish people.
This is the greatest band ever.
This is on fucking hippie hill, man.
Bro, I don't see fish, sweet Caroline, on YouTube.
Thank God, right? Fucking press one in the chat room. I'm right.
It's around somewhere.
Oh, you gotta get on that special fucking bootleg edition, like all the fish heads, the true fish heads have. You know.
Yeah,
definitely. Fish heads. Roly poly fish heads.
Remember that song? Who did that song?
Fishshows.com.
God. Fucking Shmoop, you know, he made the topic, right, for tonight, which is, I don't know, a triangle and then a weird triangle with an eye. Is he calling in?
Go ahead. Your thoughts on pyramids.
No, I mean, Shmoop made the topic for tonight. Discussion, right? The fucking triangle with the pyramid with the eye in it and then the triangle. I'm not sure what it means. But is he calling in tonight?
I would have no idea.
Is he calling in tonight?
Hang on. Let me ask the producers. Hey, is Shmoop lined up for tonight? We don't officially have him on. He calls in, but he is not. The producers have been in touch with his people.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll see if my people...
Hold on. Let me get in touch with his people.
Maybe her people and my people can get in touch with his people.
Yeah, I know. We'll all get in touch.
All right. Fucking
get in touch.
You actually have the people
now. The process, you know. Shit ain't easy.
Okay.
Vince,
so,
are you jerking it?
No, I am. I'm multitasking. I'm actually loading up the sweet.
I'm sorry, I'm not tweaking tonight. Sorry, tonight.
You're sorry because you are, or you are not tweaking tonight.
Are not, because you know then
you
I would just be talking.
Pretend like Manic Monday, and it's you and Becca just having ADD a-thon.
Yeah, no, that's not how tweaking works. Usually to induce my amphetamines, not imagination land, it needs a little bit of a kick, not just imagination. Tweaking is not a placebo, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I can't manifest it.
Yeah, just a little... A little crack here and there ain't so bad.
Yeah. No crack for me, man. Fucking straight amphetamine. Amphetamines are good to bug out. Alright, all my shit pure, clean. Not from fucking South America. Fuck that Mexican shit. Fuck that Bolivian shit. Fuck that Colombian shit. I want American-made pharma, alright?
What about Peruvian?
Nigga, what did I say?
American-made pharma.
That's
so terrible.
No.
Have you guys ever had turkey?
Turkey jerky.
It's like beef jerky, but it's turkey.
Fucking, I'm from Texas. Nigga, I've had every jerky there is. My nigga.
Jerky, relax. All right.
I've
just asking.
I've had buffalo jerky. You ever had buffalo jerky?
Sports Center report on your loins, right?
Hey.
Yeah, baby. What?
I started this new internet yesterday, the street internet. Internet 2.0/ street internet. We're all going to meet on the streets and interact together.
What? Make we it. Don't interact together here?
Via tubes. On the street, on the internet.
Are you tripping, dog? I'm kidding.
No.
I hope so.
Yeah. All right.
We're going to interact via tubes on the internet, on the streets.
What? Bye. That shit sounds fucking... Oh, man, I just thought of a fucking song. Sorry.
It's not to be no mesh network.
Isn't that great about Spyco? He thinks out loud.
Dude. Nah, I want to fucking submit this to you, nigga.
Let me guess. Hey. What song? I have a guess of what song you're thinking of. Let me hear. Don't before you tell me. Is this okay, Spyco? Before you reveal it, is this the song you were thinking of?
Oh yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, one more jam. Bring it back.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is that it?
I love how it's not even a song. It's just a riff.
Hey, man, me fucking,
that
you know.
That's not the song. Incorrect?
It's not
me
a song.
Over it. Me and sing over it fucking makes it a song. All right, fucking goddamn bitch. Jesus. All right.
Did you sing over it, though?
I was in fucking... All right.
Okay, what song is it?
Oh, fuck. I had to find it. That was the whole point.
Oh, you're in search of it. Oh, you're here in search. Oh, I might have it. Let me look.
Totally.
Have I told you about Zuzana?
Oh, fuck Zuzana. Fuck her to death in the ass.
Really hard, dude.
Make a breakbeat or a fucking, you know, dubstep.
Dude, I'll totally make a breakbeat, yeah.
When you want to start with a beat, sweet. I'll riff off of it, dude.
So, I mean,
hey, Vince,
can
I find Sweet Caroline by Fish and then send it to you?
Yeah, send it to me. In the meantime, here's straight up Sweet Caroline.
Oh, 347-826-7667. That's fine.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. And it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me. We'll be right back.
tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisi. Parliamo di Rentro 86 insegnare un gran costo.
These tough fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Oh, yeah. Vince back up in here with you for another hour of unadulterated humor, or not. Hopefully a little bit of information thrown in for good measure. I hope you're all enjoying yourselves, except for Carl Barks, one of my number one haters on BTR, Carl Barks, in the building. I really appreciate people hanging in here for hour number two. It's Free Ball Friday. I hope you're not wearing any underpants. Excuse me, I just had to consume some water and hydrate myself and for the second half of the show. I once again want to acknowledge chat room folks. Some people listen and aren't in the chat room and might be curious who's in the chat room. Especially podcast listeners. A lot of people listen to, more people ultimately listen to the shows as a podcast than listen live. I really appreciate the live listeners, though. I get a good, on average, it's something like 100 to 300, somewhere in that range, unique listeners every night. And that's great. But I get something like three times that in the archives as a podcast. So salute to the podcast listeners who might be curious who was in the chat room at the recording. And that would be Pouty Girl, Assert MacFags, Canadian Glenn, City of Flint, Danny Dantalion, Dougie Dougie, a shit ton of guest listeners lurking. Halcyon, I Eat Cake, Johnny Panics, Josh 33, Mock Mechanism, Nigger Christ, Neil Rauhauser, Octopus with a 5, Plus One, Robotic Chaotic, Spyco, Tales of Hare and Harry, and last but certainly not least, the real Beckus 43 and Valk Nut 357. And I'm VITB back with Nigger Christ. Nigger Christ, are you still there? Earth to Nigger
Yeah,
Christ.
I'm still here.
Yeah, what's going on, man? What's on your mind right now?
Not much. I'm just reading up on that Boston shit.
What do you think's going on there? Do you think it's a setup? Do you think these kids really did that? This, and why would they do that? What's their motive?
I don't know, man. I mean, there's people saying it's all some terrorist shit, but I don't fucking know. Crazy shit.
They are allegedly American citizens who are students of Chechenian descent. They're immigrants going to school, doing their thing. You know, good-looking kids, smart, intelligent. You know, for all intents and purposes, fully adjusted. You know, adjusted and on the right path. You know, nothing subversive about them. And then whammo, they just snap. Are you kidding me? Yeah, they had way too much. Both these kids seem like they had, you know, a typical storybook life ahead of them. This doesn't make sense. Doesn't add up. We need more clues. And before Muslim Hate says Dougie Dougie. Too late for that, dude. Muslim Hate has been on pretty much full blast for the last like 30 years. Assert MacFags is back with us now. What's up, Assert?
Hey, Vince. I've been busy digging up Sweet Caroline by Fish. Could not find a copy of it that is readily available. However, I did find a shining copy of Purple Rain by Fish.
That sounds scary, maybe.
It's they're hit and miss.
Their covers are hit and miss, dude.
No, their covers are fantastically terrible.
I love their cover of 2001. That's probably my favorite Fish cover.
Also, Black Zarathustra.
Yeah, dude, I love 2001.
I agree. Yeah, no, that's the original.
Oh, yeah, 2001, baby.
I agree. It's a good cover.
Great jam. Especially when it's tight and just groovy.
Depends. They kind of... they vex away from a jam vehicle to us. 2001 since they came back. It's no longer exciting. You know that it's going to
It's not extended. It's very tight. Yeah, it's not very extended. It's very tight. It used to be like fucking 9 minutes, 10 minutes long. Now it's like 3 to 4 minutes.
No, it used to be like fucking 20 minutes long.
Yeah. Now it's just a tight jam though.
Yeah, like it used to be fucking... exciting. I mean, I get that it's...
this way,
you just insert it into wherever, and it's so cool at the show, but when you listen back, it's fine. There's no replay value.
Everybody get your glow sticks out, throw them up in the air. Oh, so
I'm going to be doing a show at some point with AP Blake and Toaster. We're going to do a fucking Primus show. It's going to be badass.
I'm sorry. Primus is okay.
Dude, Primus fucking kicks ass. Primus sucks. Let's bring on, speaking of sucking, let's bring on Spyko. Spyko, what's going on?
All right, you know what? All these insults, man. It's not nice. Fucking, and I totally remember that song. It's a hard one to remember, okay? Fucking. Planet Rock, Africa, Bam, Bada, Soul Sonic Force. Oh, what you know about it?
Oh my god.
Yeah. Oh yeah, what you know? Where them B-boys at? Throw down that cardboard. Danny, you wanna have a dance off, Danny? Ah, yeah.
My god.
For real.
Only 51 minutes to go, folks. 51 minutes and the torture will be over.
Nigga, at least my fucking content is popping. You know
thank
what I'm
you
saying?
Very nice.
You heard? No more updates than Fish. I'm just saying.
See, Dan doesn't even care. Ever, man.
What? Dan doesn't care? Did you call him Dan?
Dude, this just in from tweetfight.net. This just in from tweetfight.net. Vince in the Bay was a winner in a tweet fight today against 213 Baby 213. I knocked out 213 Baby 213. This is amazing.
Oh,
I'm going to retweet this and put it in the chat. Actually, here we go. You're in the chat room just right now. Check it out. I totally defeated. I'm now 1-1. My record's 1-1. One loss, one win. I don't know who I lost to. What the hell? My record's 1-1. My strength is 7 out of 10. My skill is 6 out of 10. My stamina is 6 out of 10. I would dispute that. My stamina is better than 6.
Really?
Come on. My experience points are 26. I don't even know what that means. Whatever, dude. All the
very important stuff, just so you know.
I am.
Shoot.
Ooh. Yeah. So this is the fight action.
Is that me? Fuck.
Yeah, it is. I'm thinking about muting you, actually.
No, I'll self mute. How about that?
Even better.
Yeah.
Thank you. Very nice.
Of course. Anything for you, Vince.
Appreciate that.
Vince, don't hate.
I'm not hating him. I'm appreciating.
Also, Danny says no to calling in.
I don't blame
him.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, why put yourself through the pain?
Maybe there's a sign of friendship in this bus.
Three 347-826-7667 is the number, folks. It's Free Ball Friday. Nobody's wearing any underpants. We're talking about pretty much nothing. And waiting for you to call in and make things happen. Don't be shy. If there's something on your mind, call in. Let's get it off your chest.
I might be able to get some callers. You down for some shady shit?
No, I'm not down for shady shit. Of course not. That sounds terrible.
I'm looking at the trends, and I'm wondering,
you want to Twitter bomb something?
Well, let's see. Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline? We already did Sweet Caroline.
Yeah, okay. Manhunt. This is a horror. This is our name.
Wait, what? I'm doing worldwide. What the hell are you looking at? I got Taco Bell, Bob Marley, Sweet Caroline.
It's not about the world, man. It's about people that will actually call in, because they have the whole.
Which is everybody in the world? That's the internet.
I guess they could be guided. It's not my
right.
music.
Could you turn down? I don't know what you're listening to. Have on the TV in the background, Gilligan's Island, whatever the fuck it is. Please turn it off.
Ass hurt. But yeah, you saw some. Ass hurt. Ass hurt, MacFag.
It sounds like there's people fighting.
Oh, yeah.
Are people fighting or having sex in the background right now? I don't understand.
I don't know. I say we attach. You're watching a movie. Watch a fucking movie, Asher. Purple Rain? What?
Violent.
Purple Rain and I can't hear you over that shit.
Yeah. Fourth show in a row. And if it's not technical difficulties, it's just what's going on? I think it might be you, Assert. You've got a lot of feedback party going on. Are you watching like an indie film right now? What's going on?
Me? Are you kidding?
I got some background noise. I've muted everybody else except for you, and I hear some background noise. What's going on?
Nothing.
Are you at the Purple Rain? Right now? Are you up in the club right now?
Purple Rain, bitches.
Are you getting stupid in the club right now? I don't think you're kidding. Spyco, you're back.
Hey, what's up?
What is that?
What's up now? Yeah, so fucking, I told you, man, I wasn't trolling you that time.
God damn. Vince, you'll never believe a word I say.
Barrel roll.
Oh shit, calling back to
anyway.
The old school meme. Hell yeah. I'm telling you, Vince, fuck him. You keep throwing them old schools like that. Roof, nigga.
Yeah.
347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm live with Nigger Christ, Assert, MacFags, and Spyco. If you want to join, you call in, you press the number 1. It alerts me you want to be on the air, and we can talk about anything or everything. It's Free Ball Friday. It's open lines. It's pretty basically anything goes. So feel free to call in, and if you want to vent something, if you have a gripe or whatever, you want to make an announcement, this is your... What?
I have an important announcement.
Oh, please, by all means, take it away, Assert. What's going on?
All right, well, this is kind of it might seem convoluted to you. However, Tom Ryan blog is back. Tom Ryan blog is back. And I think the impetus to this might or might not have been the time I called him while I was in New York City. And he got freaked out and he called me back. And he was like, yo, like, how'd you get this number? And I was like, yo, I fucking look on Daxton. And there's your number, and it was your real number, and I called you, and I told you, I'm talking to you now. And he's like, no, you're not. I'm like, yes, I am. I really am talking to him. And then he's like, but I'm out of town. And I'm like, well, how? How are we supposed to drink alcohol together? And he says, we can't. And I'm like, all right. Fine, I get it, you're out of town. And so, he's like, people forget about me because I'm not on Twitter. Little does he know that we all know that he's a jester. And he's been on a fucking rampage against North Korea. So joke's on him.
Naha! The double whammy.
But now he's back. No, now he's back.
Oh my god.
And he's seeking revenge. One triangle at a time.
Not the triangles, no.
Yes, Vince, the triangle. The third eye. Are you seriously not getting any calls?
Oh no, we've got calls. People are waiting. I'm getting entranced by the third eye. Let me bring back Nigger Christ. Nigger Christ, do you have anything you'd like to add? I think he is thoroughly entranced by the third eye. Let's try Spyco.
Beat my
Spyco.
Meat.
Oh, he's beating his meat. Okay. Fair enough. Go ahead,
yeah.
Spyco, what's up?
What's going on? You know, I was just listening a little Sonic voice.
Michael.
Holla.
Holla.
What do you do? Holla.
Well, yeah.
Alright, fucking Jesus.
I just tweeted a triangle. That's it.
You know what?
shark on Twitter. I've totally jumped the shark on Twitter. It's over. It's all downhill from here.
Little do you know, Twitter is just a social experiment led by the CIA and MKUltra.
Oh, my check. Where's my check? Where's my check, bitch? I fucking helped it contribute to this experiment. I want my fucking... Dude, I can't believe...
It's not even what it works, you fucking site. Retard.
Dude, I gotta find this website. Somebody made a blog and accused all these people of being, quote, Team Kimberlin, like the Speedway Bomber guy. It lumped all these Twitter accounts together, and they're like, there's the first tier, the second tier, the third tier. And I was on the first tier. And everybody's everybody's little bio, there was some sort of explanation. And the only thing it said in my bio was, he's hosted Neil Rauhauser live on air before, who got trolled really hard. That automatically makes me Team Kimberlin. Because I did a show where people trolled the person that they don't like. I don't get it.
Well, no, it makes sense.
It's all part of the
man.
The grand puppet master, George Soros, obviously, who I'm still waiting for a check from. Allegedly, I'm getting paid by George Soros and Barbra Streisand. So, still waiting for my checks on those.
Neil Rauhauser says that he self-doxed a week or two ago. Not that I fucking care. Who are these people? Who the fuck is Aaron Walker or Mike Stack?
Exactly.
And why does anybody care about Pat Fray? Why?
Sounds like some real bitch,
who?
Nigga.
Where? No one fucking cares. It's all superfluous to our fucking day-to-day lives, let alone our fucking grandiose schemes of life, like, we don't have to fucking pay attention to these fucking retards.
In the master scheme of life, which is not controlled by, us, the individual...
Which is not controlled by fucking political bloggers.
No, it's
left
controlled
or right, by... Right or left, it's the same fucking shit.
The world fucking conglomerates, like the unknowns. The fucking New World Order, you know what I'm saying? The fucking... all-seeing eye, all right? Fucking Illuminati all up in your fucking body, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying, though, is I'm getting accused of being part of the Illuminati. I was what I'm
then embrace it.
I want to embrace it, but where's my paycheck? I thought I'd get paid off for doing this. I'm not donating my time for nothing.
You don't have to do anything. You're already there, so just be you and then be a part of the Illuminati.
Well, that's the thing. If you claim it, the Illuminati shuns you. And the Illuminati will fuck you up and kill you and fucking sacrifice your body, sir. But if you don't
claim
it...
And Neil's right. You are a part of Team Kimberlin.
Whether you
like it or not, you're a Kimberlinite.
I'm part of the... Oh, my God. Without even knowing it, I'm part of the conspiracy. Oh, my God.
Does Seth Kimberlin even know how to use the internet?
What I thought was just merely a what I thought was just going to be an innocent, fun podcast on the internet turned into so much more. It would involve deception. Fraud. Calls from fugitives of the law.
Word.
Dude, I've had feds call into my show. I've had feds listening to my show. They had
fucking Sabu on your show.
Nigga, feds on feds. Snitches on top of snitches up in this bitch.
There's no secret. It's
I wouldn't be surprised if we were fucking listening then. Like, this shit's tagged.
I didn't realize I haven't tried to put the limb on until I saw it.
Oh, what you know about Tupac?
Purple rain ass bullshit, man.
Illuminati.
Purple rain shit. Illuminati, purple rain shit.
2 minutes.
Sweet Caroline, purple rain.
Oh my goodness. Nigger Christ, you're very quiet. What's going on up there, dude?
I don't know. I mean, people always say I'm a nigger, a few words, you know. I talk when I need to talk, when something needs saying, and some say it, ain't say it, and say it on top.
Word.
Fair enough. Well, stick around, dude. Before the show's over, we're going to have to get final thoughts. So if there's anything you want to comment on, make sure you at least get it off your chest before the end of the show.
Will do, my nigger.
I'm not your nigger, nigger.
Oh, shit.
Shit.
Purple rain. Purple
that's
rain.
When people say, hey, dude, sorry, bro. Sorry, bro. Didn't mean to, like, bump your tail light. My bad, bro. First of all, dude, I'm not your bro, bro.
Vince, what does pump your tail light mean?
Oh, you know what it means. We'll go in the green room and I'll tell you.
Ew.
Balls to you!
Free ball Friday, everybody.
Ew.
What? What's to be afraid of? They're nice. They're friendly.
Terrible.
Oh, my God. All right, folks. If you want to join us, the time is now. I think we have more calls. It looks like we have Hammurabi's code here. What's up, Hammurabi?
Oh, not a lot. I just came to free my balls on your Friday.
Damn.
Turns out Spyko's freeing his balls. Assert's freeing her balls. Are you freeing your balls, Vince?
Absolutely. To be honest, full disclosure, I free my balls every show. It's kind of a ritual.
Do you pull them out and just hang them outside of a zipper?
No.
Follow-up question. You said no. Fuck.
That's right. Negatory. I just... Commando all day, every day, in the bay.
You ever zip your shit up?
Not usually, because usually I can just slip it on.
Out by now.
Usually I can slip it on with it already pre-zipped, or close to it.
I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing for you, Vince.
Bullshit. I'm going to get my asshole bleached tomorrow.
Look, people have seen me lately. I have a few pounds like I need to work off. I don't doubt it. I'm working on it. Give me a break. Give me a break. We're not all perfect. I'm working on it.
See, just go on bike rides, man. It's like super.
That's what
easy.
I do. I bike everywhere. I don't even drive anymore. I just bike and walk.
You wouldn't have a few extra pounds if you biked everywhere, you liar.
Like, it's so fucking hilly there.
No, and there's also...
You should
areas.
Be able to do,
just
like, a 500-yard wheelie if you bike
like
everywhere.
Like, once a day, and you're good. Super easy.
I appreciate the fitness tips.
I mean, I could give you more tips.
Hey, you know what we should do is...
I had a personal trainer for, over a year.
We should set up a
yeah.
show. We should set up a fitness show.
I'm more versed in this shit.
Because what I hope to do is, over the course of the year, try to do a show that conforms to every category on Blog Talk Radio. I'd love to do a fitness show, and maybe that could be the thing, and you could be my person for my fitness show.
Okay.
So keep that in mind. I guess we should put that together. There's a lot of categories. There's something like 30 or 40 categories.
Wait. Stop everything.
What's that?
Becca's 43 says a guy came into her class in just his bathrobe and slippers.
I read that a different way. I thought she's like the guy in my class, they came in his bathrobe and slippers. Like, some dude just was like, fuck this shit, it's Friday, and just started whacking off. and just was like, grab my bathrobe, grab my slippers, I'm going to come in both those, and that's going to be my Friday.
That's
Beck
the coolest thing
Beck,
ever.
If you're listening, is she listening right now? Is there any chance
oh,
Beck
yeah.
is listening?
She's in the chat room, yeah.
Beckus, if you're listening, you've got to save me. Bring the chopper. The eagle has landed. I need help. Please bring the chopper. Save me from this madness. I got a half hour left. I'm trying to bail out.
What's
please
so bad about the show, man?
Okay,
send the chopper.
Fantastic,
send the
in
chopper.
My opinion.
You guys can have the show. I'm sending for the chopper. You guys can have it. All right, let's see what Spyco has to say.
I didn't quite have a bathrobe and slippers on when I was in college, but I remember waking up and taking copious amounts of MDMA before I went to class once or twice. And that was at like 8 in the fucking morning.
Well, that's like, the best time to start, you know.
Oh,
it was the
sweet.
Most uncomfortable,
you know what?
Like,
you know who just got here? Guess who just got here?
Tyrone?
Yeah! No! It's Texas! Texas Chili Chopper!
Yeah, I'd rather it be Tyrone.
Wait, are you being spotted?
Yeah, Texas is sending me right now with the chopper.
Does
I'll
he get a
doctor?
Yeah,
get
a doctor.
Get the fuck out of here. Thank you. I'm my own soul.
One team is at Vincent's house right now. This is a live SWAT.
Hello, Team Kimberly.
Alright, Vince just got swatted by the ghetto copter. Alright, fucking.
It's up to us to save the show.
Yeah, man. And that's just, you know, the one thing that actually happened.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches.
347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, you already know what it is. It's Vince in the Bay back for another 25 minutes. I've got my panelist tonight, Nigger Christ, who's with me. What's up, Nigger Christ?
Swag on my dick.
We also have Assert MacFags. What's up, Assert?
Bang on my dick.
And, of course, we have our longtime friend of the show, Hammurabi's Code, on the panel. What's up, Hammurabi?
Banging my dick.
And, of course, we also have Spyco with us. Spyco on the panel tonight.
How did you hear me? What's up? What'd you do? What's popping, y'all? What's popping? See,
well,
that's what
panel,
I'm talking about. That's the music to amp you up right there. Let's
yeah, that's to get us fired up, dude. Let's fucking BTR hard right now. So far, the show has been uninterrupted by any technical difficulties. Thank you to the BTR gods for allowing that to happen. We're very grateful and grateful for all the callers. A lot of people interested in joining the conversation or lack thereof. Panelists, if you don't mind, we're going to take some calls. We'll try to fit in as many people as we can before the show is over in 24 minutes.
Bring them on, motherfucker. They ain't got to handle purple rain.
Okay.
And
these calls are all unscreened. All unscreened callers. So
damn.
Here we go. Caller, you've been holding for 5 minutes. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, what's up? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Who are you and what's on your mind?
My name is Tyler Bass. And I'm the Washington correspondent for the Internet Chronicle. And, I'm, you know, the Boston thing is on my mind a little bit. And also some really shitty reporting I found by Center for American Progress has been on my mind, too. And I've been on hiatus for the past 3 weeks in investigating that as I built a computer capable of doing so, which was wise. But, yeah, how's it going, everyone? Hammurabi, fucking Assert, fucking good to see you. Psycho.
Hey, Tyler.
Fucking Vince. Fucking, I wish Lee were here, you know, what can you do? I wish Ron were here. I love you, Ron, if you're listening. Ron, love you, baby. You know, good time. I know who else is in the green room, and that's my my nigga old Brutus from Chronicle. Should be a good time.
Is he coming on?
Hopefully, we've all been sitting around sort of doing a circle jerk about how much we love the police state that's descended upon Boston. Clearly, the terrorists won, and we're always happy when the terrorists win.
The Chronicle that asked you is a big supporter. Of police state.
Yeah, big supporter. Always love it. And watching some great footage here of Kilgore. Good time. But anyway.
Yeah,
good
chat. I wish I could do that.
Yeah, but let's bring on the other correspondents. They'll fill us in, I think, a bit more.
Okay, we
are
got
we
a lot of calls.
American Idol?
Sorry, Assert had something to say, but then
yeah, go ahead, Assert. What did you want to say, Assert?
Oh, I was just talking about American Idol because I thought that was more important.
True.
More apropos to the conversation at hand, in my opinion.
Have you guys been talking Kyrgyzstani politics without me? I'm hurt. I'm super ass hurt.
No, we've put that off till now. We're waiting for you.
Oh, that's fucking great. All right, let's keep it going.
Good times, Earl Vince.
Good times. Yeah.
Did Brutus not call in? I think I thought that Brutus did. He just
maybe. Let me see. Let's check this
Brutus
caller.
Brutus is okay. There.
Another caller.
Brutus.
Yes. Hello?
Old Brutus is there. Old Brutus of Chronicle.su, Liebel Droker Incorporated, Hate Radio, home of the Hatenest Half Hour on the Internet, Vince of the Bay, Assert Matt Fags, Tyler Bass, Kilgore Trout, Vince in the Bay, all in the same room right now on VinceInTheBay.com. What's
this
going
is insane.
On?
Vince doesn't have a website.
Yeah, he does.
Vinceinthebay.com.
It's the future site of your Vince in the Bay news. We're going to sell T-shirts, and
that's
it's going to
awesome.
Be available.
I'm going to buy it right now.
Yeah, go
no,
to
it's
Vince in the
bought already. Leave with Dorcher on its
yeah,
own
got
day,
it.
Actually.
Oh,
I'm resurrecting the 1990s.
I'm a subsidiary of Lidl. I can't even say their name. Lidl Dozer.
Lidl Dozer.
Dozer, yeah. I'm a subsidiary of them. It's cool.
That's cool. We got everything that matters, as you know.
And you're a real asset, I got to say. You've done so much for Lidl Joke Incorporated that the world will never see, but if they did, would be horribly ashamed of.
So I spoke to the, I want to tell you guys, I spoke to this guy named Ted Rall today, who is a gentleman who's traveled through Central Asia a good 5 times to all of the countries that matter. And, you know, the guy is basically telling me that, you know, despite all the Chechnya politics that they have with Russia, apparently Chechens see the U.S. and Russia pretty much in this big same hegemonic boat. And even regardless of that, this isn't about Chechnya or Russia or any of that. It's likely just that he's Muslim-y. And that's it. And he's still willing to go to prom and go to, you know, play on the sports team and all that, you know, American classic Americana stuff. But it just doesn't matter. He just still hates us for whatever reason. I don't know. We'll see. You know, it was obviously a great shootout. It was a nice piece of police grit. It made everyone feel in control. And that's great, you know. I mean, people were celebrating what the cops did. And, you know, the cops did a good job. I just wanted to point out that the prosecutor involved in this, same lady involved with Aaron Swartz, for anyone watching, whatever you want to say about that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. She's fantastic, from what I hear.
She's so nice.
She knows her shit.
She really does. I want her to be my wife. Wifey.
No.
I want her to be my waifu.
And as the police descended on Watertown, Massachusetts, they went, so they sectioned it off block by block, and then they went house by house, invading each and every home until they found the
guy.
Right, which they
perfectly
actually never
fine.
Got straight to him.
He was on
but,
the
they invaded a lot of homes. Invaded a lot
of
homes.
No, that's
and
fine.
That was a real win for America. When they invaded all those people's homes. There are pictures of it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a joint effort, especially when you have, you know, people like Reddit and 4chan, and you know, we crowdsource and everything. And it's great because it's an interactive, you know, where's Waldo of the world, and, you know, we can just get involved as citizens, and, you know, we might finger the wrong person here or there, and that's whatever, you know, like, it's fun, it's a good time, and we find the right person at the end, and I really don't care about due process, to be honest. I don't even know what that is anymore.
I mean, who hasn't fingered the wrong person from time to time, you know?
I've fingered the wrong person on a daily basis.
I'd really like to hear Vince in the Bay.
Bro, your bunghole doesn't count.
Hey,
tell me about
this. That's someone I love, man.
I finger what I like. In fingering one's asshole is never the wrong one.
347-826-7667. Dude, Amy of Politics says she's bored. She should call into the show and talk shit. She should just rant for 15 minutes. Let's all tweet her right now.
Hey, Vince, I got a question
great.
I want to ask Vince.
Amy,
I'd like to ask
Amy.
Vince a question.
What?
Vince.
Go for it.
Vince, this is you and me talking here. This is old Brutus, and you're Vince in the Bay, right? And we're talking right now. I want to hear your take on this. Because I feel like this might be a sensitive question, but I feel like I still got to ask it. Vince?
Yeah, what's the question?
Okay, here's my question. As somebody who has had the police come in on him for no reason at all, and that, like, caused problems for you, What do you think about the police going into home after home after home, like throughout an entire city, searching for a guy that somebody could just as well claim as you?
For repeat the question?
So many people.
Well, it depends what side Anonymous is on.
What are you talking about?
Okay.
What does Anonymous have to do with anything?
Your parents got banned, right? I mean, what do you think about this like thing in Boston?
They didn't get banned. They got raided by the cops. They got the cops. The cops came and they gave them permission to raid the house.
Yeah, right.
They were
squatted. Yeah. Major violation. Agreed. So what do you think about
this
thing in Boston?
No matter whether the cops figured it out and said, okay, this is a prank. We're not going to act on this. Bit like what happened with that right wing guy that got somebody tried to swat him, but the cops put two and two together and collected enough evidence to figure out it was a hoax. You know, that Fort Collins police. I as much as I don't like the fucking vitriol that comes out of that particular pundit's mouth, I think he should be treated as equally as anybody else, and I think that was commendable that the cops had the training and foreknowledge to put two and two together and figure out, okay, this is a hoax. And I wish that would have happened with my parents. I wish they would have had that sort of training in that situation, because I think a lot of local municipal resources were wasted on bringing on 20-some-odd additional units to respond to a hoax.
Right. Well, and by the way, my condolences, obviously, and to your parents. I'm super seriously sorry about that.
Yeah, me too, Vince. I'm real sorry that happened.
Hey, I'm sorry it happened too. It could have been a lot worse. You know, I've seen before and since other instances where this stuff happens, and it's a lot uglier. And it's real now, and I think slowly but surely law enforcement are getting hip to it. What scares me, though, is when I was kind of like thinking about it afterwards, was how this tactic can be manipulated by law enforcement. Like, if they have some sort of probable
absolutely.
Cause, if they think,
I've thought
if
about
they
that a lot.
Anonymous
call.
They have some sort of probable cause that someone might have be in possession of something or doing something nefarious, and they could stage their own 9/11 call and have a team case the house just to see what they have. Maybe throw in a thumb drive.
Say, hey, just a mistake. We got 9/11 call from you. Come on.
And just peace out.
They can be a douchebag that doesn't like somebody and be like, well, you know, fucking Anonymous this or that submitted information, and you know,
well, yeah,
I kind
of
want to kill him. I kind
of
want to kill him. Fucking
well,
get away.
Thank God
with
for Lawrence versus Texas. Am I right, folks? Am I right?
Thank God.
You're right.
Texas.
Anyway, yeah, good time. Hey, Vince, I got a question for you too. What do you think about this?
That's who's in his freezer. I didn't know last night.
All right, hang on a second. Before I answer your question, I got to do some house cleaning here. Spyco, 2 minutes for making too much noise. Okay, Tyler, your question, please.
Yeah. I mean, I was just curious, you know, what you thought of Reed shelving this assault weapons ban. You know, not just the 10-round magazine limit, but also this cosmetic stuff. You know, I'm a skeptic of the cosmetic stuff. You know, like if it has like wooden or metal size on it, I don't really get the point of that. Or if it's got a bayonet, I don't give a shit. You know, what do you think?
Bayonets.
I think they should leave gun laws where they're at. You know, make sure background checks or whatever are thorough and
background check. You're giving niggers guns with knives on them.
Okay,
this is a double whammy,
Okay, this is my show.
Yeah, but what about knives, man?
I can't even finish my thought.
You're going to do that anyway, clearly.
Jesus Christ. Repeat the question.
Well, you know, it's just like, you know, what do you think about Reed shelving the assault weapons ban? What does it mean? You know, the NRA has won yet another.
Oh, no, there was never going to be anything but some sort of watered down thing that was going to be. That's what Obamacare was. It was just a watered down version of what they wanted, and it ultimately was more of a victory for its opponents than it was for its proponents.
Yeah, you know, I have to say, I do see some wisdom to the 10-round magazine limit until you pay for that, like, $300 or $400 or whatever it is now, federal.
You know what's great? It creates a new market, a new industry. It stimulates the economy. It's kind of a win-win situation.
It's H.P. Gary emails.
H.P. Gary, what are you talking about?
That's not a conversation we were having earlier. That's the crappy reporting I found on Center for American Progress. I actually talked to the reporter Lee Fong, who's now a Nation fellow. I've been trying to tell him, hey man, you bogus reporting. They're like these Team Themis documents.
Bogus.
Totally bogus. And I've gone through the H.P. Gary emails, one from Aaron Barr, and there's nothing to it. And a lot of people wrote this story. I'm talking about Crooks and Liars wrote it. Mother Jones wrote it, John Harkinson and Mother Jones. I mean, it's crazy. I've had to go through this stuff painstakingly because for some reason Thunderbird won't load all this crap onto it at once. But either way, I've gone through all the attachments. It's crazy how much hype there was. It's actually one of the ultimate punkings of the media I saw by Anonymous, and they got away with it for like 2.25 years. I mean, is this the work of Brett Timberland? The Speedway bomber, Neil Rauhauser, Neil, please don't hurt me, please don't hurt me. But seriously,
we have about 9 minutes.
Yeah, I have 9 minutes to live. You know, like, seriously, I don't know. But either way, it's a fake fucking document. Lee got punked. I tried to tell him in person. He didn't want to hear it. Bless his little cotton socks, you know. Go to my Twitter account if you want. You can see the questions I've posed about these documents. It's Tyler Bass on Twitter. Seriously, I want these reporters to answer me. Shit, I think the New York Times may have gotten a pull quote that was wrong, but I don't know. That's unrelated to this specific fraudulent Team Themis document. You know the one with the crown? You know the crown logo? That's crap, man. That's crap. These are, you know, these guys at H.P. Gary, they're paperless office kind of motherfuckers, you know. They're not going to scan something, and that thing looks fucking photocopied. So, anyway, that's what I've been up to for the past couple of days. Probably three, actually. Got a little time on my hands.
That's Tyler Bass. There's a little time on his hands.
Dude, I'm so disappointed. I tweeted to Politics of Amy, and she said, phone stolen, phoneless. She can't call in because she's phoneless. She's okay. She is still has access to Twitter, though. I don't know how you could be on a device, whether it's a computer or a handheld device, where you can't access. Never mind. I'd love to have Politics with Amy on the show sometime. That would be fantastic. Somebody's got to make that happen. Hey, Asser, can you make that happen?
Sure.
Comment.
Dude, I want you to get Asher Wolf on this fucking show, okay? Vince, if we were in person, I would grab your collar and squeeze it and just say, Vince, get Asher Wolf on your fucking show. My head would spin around.
Oh, I'd love to get Asher Wolf on my show.
If Asher Wolf knew the kind of people that listen to you, he would be on here in a heartbeat. Just
the she-dog.
We should send him an email for you.
She.
All right, we have more callers.
Who cares?
Okay, for the,
Asher Wolf is pretty cool. She would totally come on the show.
We got to work that out. Let's have hard people call her people.
Yeah, Asher Wolf, Tyler Bass, as well as old Brutus. And maybe Neil Rauhauser.
Yeah, I love Neil.
You'd have to finally let Neil Rauhauser on the show. I'm sure you had to keep him at bay for a while.
No, he was already on here. Like,
yeah, he was on it.
3-4 months ago.
Neil's
yeah,
been on the
that.
Show like two or three times already, and he's called in and not come on the show. There's a couple times he's called and he's like, you know what, I think I'm just going to listen. If I feel like it, I'll buzz in. And there's a lot of times where he calls in and he just kind of like, doesn't feel it and drops off.
I think Neil got really mad because I played a prank on him. Maybe he can attest to this, but...
Oh, thank you so much to JVAB for saying live radio show is the U.S. government getting to, and it looks like the Illuminati Audi all-seeing eye thing.
Well, yeah.
Now, are these socks? These are all socks of Spyco. Thank you, Spyco. Good times. Well, they have all these folks. They have about 3 minutes. 3 minutes to call in, or that's it. In fact, we got to do final thoughts here. Let's go around the horn. Nigger Christ, final thoughts before we sign off here live.
Nigger Christ,
you're up. Hey, what's up? Final thoughts before we end the broadcast.
Man, I just want to say this week's been one crazy-ass week for everyone out there. I just want all my niggas out there to stay Gucci.
Stay Gucci.
Nigger Christ.
Okay.
Moving
on down the line. Hammurabi's Code, your final thoughts. Hammurabi, are you self-muted? Are you there? Hammurabi's Code, final thoughts before we sign off.
Yeah, I was self-muting again. I would like to go ahead and repeat what Nigger Christ said. I would like everybody to stay Gucci and beat their dicks. And outside of that, just kind of do whatever the fuck you want. All right.
Peace out. Old Brutus, final thoughts before we sign off here tonight.
Old Brutus, final thoughts. Chronicle.su. Everybody, including yourself, Vince, needs to go to stoptheinternet.org and check out the Stop the Internet Foundation. I think that CISPA is onto something with their next bill coming up, and SOPA is only the beginning. It's going to be a nice turnout. We're having a human sale. 2% of the proceeds go to the Stop the Internet Foundation. Legitimate human trafficking sale. Thank you, Vince. It's been a pleasure to be on your show and have my colleague Tyler Bass on your show and ask her tags. You're all cool people. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it. And Tyler Bass, your final thoughts before we sign off.
I want to give a big up to my homeboy, Mike Rogers. In CISPA, which is like the greatest thing ever. We got to stop the internet. Go to Crocklist, you stop the internet. Evil Drokes. Evil Drokes are hating this corporation ever awesome forever. I want to say the terrorists will never lose until the police can come into our goddamn homes whenever they fucking please. And God bless America for that. And the police won. They'll win tomorrow. They'll win forever. Vince, you're a god amongst men. Thank you. Thank you all. And yeah, you're just awesome. Thanks.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tyler. Appreciate it. That's Tyler Bass from Chronicle.su. And last but not least, Assert MacFags. Final thoughts quickly. Thank you.
Hey, Vince. Final thoughts right here. I think something insidious is within our own selves, and we must quash it with rule of law, i.e. CISPA.
Absolutely.
We must stop ourselves and the internet from becoming greater than ourselves.
That's right.
I also want to say, Nib High Football Rules.
Nipple Football Rules?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, this is Vincent Bay saying thank you very much. And... everybody, drive home safe. Remember, if you're drinking, don't drive. And if you're driving, don't drink. I'm Vince in the Bay. Peace out, everybody, before you get banned and vanned. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. That's twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. And blogtalkradio.com/Vince in the Bay. Peace out.
Downtown, gonna beat up the run. Go to the drive, I'll bring the beer. It's a Catch, whatever. So they do that whole thing. And I don't know, there's just been a lot of crazy stuff happening right now, you know what I mean? And is it botched training practices, whatever, from the
it's staged to look like a drill, but it's really a black ops that has been greenlit by the CIA and their globalist controllers. They've infiltrated and they were exposed and now they're backtracking. We have the documents.
No, for real.
Can we document cam on it? We have the documents.
This would be no. Listen. I don't want to get too crazy. I mean, you know, Alex Jones is from Austin, Texas. We're not all like that. But, you know, I'm going to dip my toe in the pool a little bit crazy and say, hey, if you wanted to condition people.
We have the Bilderberger memos.
Hey, Vince. No, if you wanted to convince people, take away the Fourth Amendment, right? Take away the Second, too. Raid houses, et cetera, et cetera. But that's what you would do in this situation. I think they were right in this situation. But it's also, you know, showing, hey, you know, it's not that bad when this type of thing is happening and occurring or whatever.
Condition people for having the armed forces, or law enforcement, casing their houses on a month-to-month basis.
Month-to-month basis.
I get to look forward to that.
It makes people think, hey, this, you know, is for our protection, et cetera. And it didn't harm us. No harm, no foul, whatever. But, look at this kid's Twitter feed. Look at his YouTube video of him popping and locking while listening to rap while his friends are fucking wrestling on the ground, you know?
I have no clue what you're talking about. I have no idea.
Oh, yeah, nigga!
I'm going to bring you back on. Hang on. We still have callers on the line. Might as well bring it back on. We got Assert here still, I think. Assert, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just wondering where the fuck Wilt Chamberlain is.
The fuck? Oh, my God.
Isn't he dead? Didn't he die from AIDS?
Why isn't he fucking over there? You know, slam dunking on some motherfuckers.
They need to send Kevin Durant and LeBron James out there and just have dunk on him like 30 times. Alley-oops.
Wait. Them dunking on Wilt? You gotta be kidding me, Vince. Come on.
Hey, what have you been drinking tonight, Assert?
God, I have to recall. I guess Sardellas whiskey, bourbon. Whiskey, bourbon, vodka, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But where the fuck is Wilt Chamberlain?
He's right here. Let me bring him on. He goes by Jonathan here on Twitter. Go ahead, Jonathan. You're on the air. What's up? Jonathan, you're on the air. Hello, you've been on hold.
Yeah, hey, Vince, how's it going? Sorry, man, I just spaced out there for a second. Hey, listen, real quick. Again, bad things that happened to you. Sorry about that. But awesome to hear you back on the air, so thanks a lot for coming back. Also, Ass Hurt, you fucking suck. I hate you. I'm going to kill you in your sleep.
Oh, my God.
If you're gonna rage, you gotta get fucking crazy, dog. You gotta get a voice like this. You'd be like, I'm gonna fucking kill you in your sleep, bitch. I'm gonna fucking kill you, bitch.
Fuck people
from
Bank. You're
such a pussy. Fuck
off.
You got a fucking British accent. I'm not afraid of anyone with a fucking British accent.
Conspiracy to stop people from buying fucking pressure cookers. That's it.
Pressure cooker's amazing, alright? We fucking love canning goods, alright? We love canning goods. We love our jellies and jams, alright?
A fucking redcoat.
Are fucking you bloody kidding me, you fucking
And
torta.
I will kill you in your sleep. Fucking
I will kill you in your sleep. You fucking
torta.
You're the brats of history.
Look, pretend.
Fuck
look,
off. You don't know shit.
You fuck off.
You fancy me a wanker.
This is like an improv.
You fucking
tossa. Training, right?
Yeah, you fuck.
Imagine in your head. Imagine in your head that you're speaking to pure terrorism right now. You're speaking to the dudes that fucking blew up those Boston bombers, right?
Every morning.
Oh God.
Get it festering in your head. Get it festering in your head, right? Make a persona, right?
Yeah.
And then harness that and be like, you know what, fucking bitch. You know what, you fucking bitch, alright? I fucking go over to your crib. I'm gonna go to your fucking crib and I'm gonna fucking kill you in sleep. Alright, mate? How you think about that? I'm gonna grab you by your fucking cock and I'm gonna fucking, you know, fuck you in your tranny ass while killing you in your fucking sleep. While raping you in your sleep, killing you, grabbing your dick, pip pip cheerio. Fucking.
With back balls. With those.
Nigger Christ, are you there?
I was good.
Hammurabi's Code, are you there? Bathtub Girl, are you still there?
Yes.
What's going on with you, Bathtub Girl?
Trying to get over this hangover.
Oh, really? What are you doing about that right now? Listening to me to what?
Just your show. Your show.
Yeah? What do you think about it so far?
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
You find it relaxing?
Mm-hmm. Something like that. Stimulating.
Stimulating.
But you're missing an erotic portion of your show.
Oh, really?
Sadly lacking. Yeah, I think
you know
you
what?
Are.
I don't think I think Assert MacFags brings a very erotic element to the show. Assert, don't you think?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
I agree. What were you talking about?
Oh, nothing. We're just talking about relaxing, winding down on the show. I brought on Bathtub Girl, and she was telling me how stimulated she gets by the show. When I brought her on abruptly, she sounded very, very relaxed.
I am. Hell yeah.
Are you in
the bathtub? A bathtub full of milk.
Oh my god. Oh yeah.
A milk bathtub. Oh my god.
Oh yeah. All right. 347. Wait, we can't take calls anymore. We're in overtime. What the fuck? Anyway,
yeah, you can't do shit.
Hey, Spyco, are you still there?
Hey, yeah, I listened to you, Matt, and everything. Vince, I set up the fucking tiny chat for you because, you know, the other person.
I'm not tiny chatting. I don't know what sort of reverse.
tiny chat. Yeah.
Well, it's username BITB.
Why don't they put you in the green room bathroom, sub girls? Cool down.
It's in your, you know, DM.
Hello.
The information, so.
Hello.
Hello.
Everybody's unmuted. Everybody's live.
I'm so glad the Chronicle that SU, our owner, is pretty much Lebel Jorter.
Yeah, no, they own. I'm a subsidiary of them. My futures website, which I'm gonna sell T-shirts for, yourvincentthebaynews. Is gonna be located at vincentthebay.com. You can go there now. It redirects to Chronicle.
Oh, it does. What you know about some alien abductions?
Shit. That's pure PR.
Yeah,
pure
I
PR.
Mean, it's pretty great to have them on. I'm glad Tyler Bass came on.
Yeah.
And Brutus at the same time. All we missed was
Kilgore.
That would have been perfect.
Everybody else.
The trifecta.
Exactly, the trifecta, all right. Fucking pyramids and shit, dog. Fucking eyeballs up in the pyramids. Fucking seeing everything. Fucking new world order, man.
Oh, yeah.
666.
Murder, Jesus. Oh, yeah.
666. Murder, Jesus.
Yeah. Nature of the beast. Watch out. Jesus. Watch out, dude. They're going to start.
All right, you know what?
Well, the Jews already murdered Jesus, so if we say murder Jesus, then they won't come after us.
Let's see if I can find. I'm gonna find that one part. I love it so much. And I'm gonna throw the diamond up.
Oh yeah.
There we go. Yeah. The fuck is murdered by Jesus? God damn it, Jay-Z. Fucking Jay-Z is so fucking Illuminati, it's crazy.
Can I let y'all hear it, though?
Yeah, I want to hear it.
Violence and bitcoins, man.
For Bitcoin, yeah.
I take the Bitcoin. Take Bitcoin. Take the Bitcoin.
Know about that. I hear
dude, Kevin Durant is RWO. He's Russell World Order.
He gives a hand signal. Where to go?
Do you think Melo is RWO? Oh, happy 420, you guys. In Texas,
yeah,
Central Time, but it's April
20th,
2013.
It's still not 420 in California, though.
In Texas, where it counts.
Oh, it's been 420 here for a while. So I'll pass that,
Central.
So. But happy, etc.
You know, happy 420, guys. You know, Ben, you know, you'll be doing your thing. I think you celebrated a little bit early. But, you know, party hard.
Oh, 420, nigga. Happy birthday to the late, great Adolf Hitler.
Adolf Hitler, for real, nigga.
That's right.
And fuck them Nazi guys.
There was
a 30th. Nazi, for real. I'm just saying. They want to be upon
some serious Illuminati shit.
You know what? Hitler is some serious Illuminati shit. But, you know, them Nazi guys is fake. They're like bootleg Gucci. And fuck bootleg Gucci. You know what I'm saying? You take that in the hood and you're going to get laughed out of the fucking hood. A bitch is going to be like, I see the stitches all fucked up, bitch. You got fucked over. That's some fake Gucci. That's some fake ass Gucci.
I got a little shout out to make my niggas Dylan and Eric up in Colorado pulled off the best senior prank of all time, niggas.
No shout out. Big up.
14 to go this day.
Big ups to that. And big ups to Louis Vuitton. Big ups to, you know, fucking everybody that's overpriced the same name brand. Anything that, you know, fucking Neep Kitty Fucks, you know, fucking calls out as far as wardrobe. That's just crazy. Overpriced, and I will never be able to afford one piece of clothing from any of those companies. I'm just New World Order. Turn it up a little bit. Come on now. Y'all just teasing. Come on. Ministry to New World Order. Are you on the fucking soundboard? Are you nodding, dog? You ate some fucking some hash cookies or some shit in your fucking throat, aren't you? Fucking hell, man. Hey, is anybody actually there?
Oh, you want it louder? Here we go.
You know, talk about it. Hey, see, I was saying that you need to have, for people that want a Tiny Chat or whatever, instead of having other Tiny Chats, funnel it into, you know, tinychat.com/BITB. You know what I'm saying? And then that would link back to your blog talk. It would link to your Twitter.
True.
I mean, I see people popping in and out, popping in and out, popping in and out, and leaving because Vince in the Bay is not fucking here. They want you there. I mean, even if you're just idling with a fucking gif of yourself rotating.
or this playing nonstop.
Yeah, fucking, I mean, people pop in.
You're tuned to the Vince and the Bay Network. There is no programming scheduled at this time. Please enjoy another epic track from Epic Sax Guy.
Motherfucking girl. That's right. Grab your sack, but if you don't got one, use your air sack. Alright? Everybody got it? I'm gonna do lunge. Lunge forward. Yeah. Big girl. Lunge forward. Big girl. Don't be afraid to shake that ass.
All right, enough of that. Okay, well, I really don't want to keep doing this podcast, so we're
cool
gonna,
song.
We're gonna, yeah, cool song, bro. Okay, we're gonna shut it off. But hey, let's go around the horn really, really quick. If anybody else wants to say anything, bathtub girl, anything you'd like to say again?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet. Appreciate the call. Who else do we have? Spyco. Spyco, anything you'd like to add before we shut it down?
Chat room roll call. Vince in the Bay, guest 11190, guest 11824, guest 11968, Hammurabi's code, mock mechanism, spelt elite, nigger grind, Spyco, Tulkus. All right. And
balls to you!
Yeah, you should get a new sample. And with that, you know, fucking official Tiny Chat for Vince in the Bay.
No, it's high five!
TinyChat.com/BITB. It's official. you know, big ups, Vince. Big ups, ass hurt.
Big ups to you too, bro. Appreciate the call. Hammurabi's code. Final thoughts. Fast. We're gonna get the hell out of here. Hello. Hammurabi, did you already die? Okay. It doesn't matter. Nigger Christ, do you have anything else you'd like to add here in the bonus round?
I just want to reiterate my other point. Stay Gucci, all of you, and try not to blow anyone up this next week.
Hey, who are some of your favorite artists, like music artists?
Man, I got to say the Wu-Tang, them my niggas. I rolled out Fuck Bitches with them in a day.
Did you see the Wu-Tang perform at Coachella by any chance?
Yeah, them niggas went ham. Them niggas went the whole ham sandwich up there.
You know what I was disappointed is after last year at Coachella, they, you know, with the whole Tupac hologram, I was really holding out hope for a hologram ODB, but then that never materialized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that nigga crazy. You can't get him on a hologram.
He realized it was a fucking bad idea to have a fucking hologram of a dead rapper.
Oh, yeah, you know, they probably shot up that hologram. I think that would cost them a lot of money.
That was a great PR stunt, if...
Well, no, I mean, it's a fucking nostalgic exploitation act. The guy's dead. You don't fucking make a hologram of him. Dance around on stage for the amusement of people who never even heard of the guy.
Think of the family. Think of the children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, when I die, I'm going to still be doing concerts. I'm going to get some nigga up there with a Ouija board doing my songs for me.
Actually, that's what I meant by thinking of the family. I mean, continue the hologram so the family can get the residuals, right? They're getting paid out of that, aren't they?
Yeah. This bitch won't take that hologram dick.
Dude, if I was the family, I'd be all over that hologram money.
Mm-hmm.
So you like Wu-Tang Clan. Okay, good. Let's see.
What about Gravediggers?
Gravediggers?
If you like Wu-Tang, you like Gravediggers.
Okay, I like Gravediggers. I'd be a Gravedigger. Be doing great for every nigga rolling up on my block.
For sure.
So, not a fan. Okay, gotcha.
Hammurabi, do you have anything to add? Are you there? All right, Hammurabi has fapped himself to sleep. That's fine. It doesn't matter. All right, before we go into this Wu-Tang track and go to bed, Asser, anything you'd like to say in closing?
I was on mute.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, hang on, Asser. Hammurabi, anything you'd like to add before this train wreck of a podcast is put to rest?
This is off on mute. Beat your dicks. Stay Gucci. Keep it real, man. I love that you're back on the air, Vince. I didn't know you got DDoSed off the air, but goddamn it, Vince, I'm glad you came back.
Yeah, this is my first
stay on DDoS. The air.
This is my first free show, first DDoS free show in three shows. So hey, knock on wood. That was it was a success from that point of view. Now I just gotta get
back. Anytime you say knock on wood, you're pretty much fucked, I think.
No. Every time I knock on wood, it works out. No, hey, trust me. I wouldn't be doing it if I didn't think that it was gonna work.
Okay, fair enough.
So, Assert, is there anything you want to tell me? I mean, the listeners before the show stops.
I just want to say. I only want to see you laughing in the purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Only want to see you laughing in the purple rain.
All right, I think that'll be to wrap it up. I'm Vincent the Bay. Thanks for tuning in. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VincentTheBay. I'll be on again hopefully Sunday. That would be April 21st, 2013. Check me out then. I don't know what the topic is going to be. Hopefully it'll be something interesting and worthwhile. If not, you don't have to listen. In the meantime, this goes out to whoever requested it. It's Wu-Tang. High as Wu-Tang get. This is Vincent the Bay. Peace outing. Lates.
Rhymes is mad long, make it brief, son. Half short and twice strong. No doubt you took time searching. Eventually, it was prime urgent for you to examine the rhyme merchant. Lace MCs with styles when they rhyme drunk. On a label hunt until 20,000 out the trunk. Eight diagram sword swinging on my tank force. RZA throwing the disc, but then changed the bank source. It can't flow. Must be the speech impediment. You got lost off the snare, off impeached the president. Whether in Amsterdam, smoking 7 grams of green, venue packed. 1,000 white teens in tight jeans. It's really unpredictable shots, critical to analytical analogy. Insurance policies, why? Said he know that sound, didn't find the note. Couldn't recognize, blast him the fuck behind the ropes. Too many dope niggas I see starving. Catch a single deal, a possible plea bargain. Who's slain regardless to whom or what? 5 mics, 5 nights, hanging from the balcony, dropping 25 flights. A fugitive bass playing rap czar, smoked a cigar, his prints on the strings of his guitar.
F.I.S. Wu-Tang, get a lot of loud us pop. This shit, just like black shoe fit. If you can't wear it, well, don't fuck with it.
Y'all got a hold on ya, doing exactly what the fuck a marijuana. This nigga nasty, deep in the dirty dungeon, bugging, loving the way these rhymes keep coming at you, splasher. Get your headpiece fractured with killer cuts from the Shropshire, slasher, rip shit up. Got this whole dang dang mastered. Show nothing, MC, too good to be touched. John, bring the phenomenon, I co-crush. MC, inferiorities, they froze up. Ice cold, as we move on, saga unfold. Captivated by a saga that go untold. Like goat banger, caught up in a cliffhanger. Yo, INS, another co-red. Danger, break out the vest. Now it's tactical warfare, it's on here. Come with your shield and hardware. If you're on here, don't ever roam in the naked city, even your story's none pretty. Bomb them with the witty, unpredictable. Condition and be critical. Piece the tank, getting high on your physical. This next drink is a toast to your memory. When I go, how many niggas gon' remember me?
As high as Wu-Tang get, I'll allow us pop this shit. Just like black shoe fit. If you can't wear it, well don't fuck with it.
Take down your pants.
Are you on the level?
You're going to take down your pants, or do I have to do it for you?
Thank you very much.